Your existence is derived from how you choose to look at the world around you. Your outlook is either creating you or destroying you. And we have to be cognizant of the reasons, the explanations, the stories we tell ourselves. We have to be aware of how we rationalize everyday occurrences. We have to ask, am I seeking out solutions to the right problems? What's the root cause? What's the actual reason? And we all find ourselves in ruts from time to time, right? We all have low points. For me, when I'm struggling, it's usually creatively. Drawing a blank or writer's block or whatever the case is. And it's funny, my mind always goes right to the external excuses. Instinctually, I start to think, well, maybe I don't have the right technology. Maybe I'm not in the right place. Maybe the right circumstances aren't occurring. But when I force myself to step back, right, and dig deeper and really ask myself, what's the reason? Which is sometimes an uncomfortable thing to ask. You know, I always come to the same conclusion. It's not the camera in my hands or the recording software or the mic. It's simply the temporary disappearance of self-belief. Temporarily, I forget that I can make magic, that I can change the world with what I have right now. And so can you. That is the actual reason. But I have to peel back the surface. Because the truth is, if you don't have a good story to tell, a $10,000 camera is not going to help you. You got to learn what captivates, what inspires. Learn how to articulate your thoughts and ideas. Learn how to bring what's in your mind to life. See, people want to put band-aids on bullet wounds, and that's not going to fix a thing. An interesting thing people come to me with. You know, they're building brands, creating social platforms, building businesses online, which is great because it means exposure, but it also means you're susceptible to negativity and criticism and haters. Right? And how particularly initially, it's emotionally taxing seeing that stuff, right? Seeing people criticize your creativity. And they come to resent the comments. They come to resent that interaction. But again, I always go to what is the reason? And I ask because if you don't go deep, if you don't find the root cause, you don't fix a problem. The problem is not the 53-year-old in his mother's basement trashing your work or your ability. He has nothing to do with this. The problem, when you're really honest, is confidence. It's the ability to understand that a life of no risk or criticism is a life of very little reward. And with that realization, the solution changes. It's not what can I do to avoid the criticism. It's how can I stay true to myself and have that be enough, where I can rise above chatter, where I can be indifferent to naysayers. Because look, expectations don't matter. What matters is your happiness. What matters is your progress. So fix that. You know, we spend a lot of time adjusting our sails, worried about catching the right breeze, getting the logistics right, when there's a hole in the center of the boat that's taking in water. Let's find out where that is. Let's fix that. Figure out what the actual area of improvement is. What's the actual reason for not being where you want to be? And sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's humbling, but guess what? It creates the long-term solution. Last year was one of the most challenging of my life. Spread very thin, trying to do a lot, write speeches, give keynotes, capture video, create music, make marketing content, to the point where I just felt lost for a while. And an easy escape, right? The way I rationalized it was, well, you feel like this just because you're doing too much, right? It's a great thing. You're ambitious. No, that's a mask. When I became vulnerable, when I asked myself the difficult question, when I humbled myself, dug deeper, realize that maybe you're not doing the right thing. Maybe you're doing more of what you already know, because recreating yourself is absolutely terrifying, because you need to take that next step, and subconsciously, you don't want to. You're scared to. Now I know what to address, right? Reasons help shape answers. It's not more and more and more of what's been done, but it's reshaping your life. Not once or twice or three times, but constantly. That creates bigger targets. That changes things. You know, always dive deeper than the surface level. Because usually your problems are not the world around you. It's not what you don't have. It's not externalities holding you back. It's a refusal to look yourself in the mirror and ask difficult questions. You are not a victim. You are equipped with every single thing you need. You just need to zero in on your actual inhibitors and eliminate them one by one. I've always said success is three steps. It's recognizing there's better out there, recognizing you're worthy of pursuing it and taking the leap. So what's keeping you from leaping? What's keeping you grounded? It's not money, it's not tech, it's not where you started, it's your mindset. So change how you see the world around you. On that long drive, in the middle of the night with headlights and endless road in front of me, everything I knew in the rearview mirror, I learned the value of making the difficult decision. During the times of disappointment, being let down by the ones I counted on, I believed in, I learned the importance of loyalty, the power of being there for those who mean the most to you. Through the failures, the stress, the uncertainty, I learned that life goes on. That when you allow yourself to fall, you build an immunity to the fear associated with hitting the ground. You get back up stronger. Through the heartbreak, the loss, the pain, I learned to appreciate every moment. To look around and not take any of this for granted. To both recognize and appreciate the fragility of the present, because with the snap of a finger, life can change. In the wake of
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.tc.
Past anger and conflict, I learned to pick my battles. That rarely is it worth my time. That our vantage points are merely a reflection of our backgrounds and understandings, and even the slightest effort to understand the person staring back at you can be the difference between building up and tearing down. From being overlooked, disregarded, the smallest person in the room, I learned the value of true leadership. The benefit of empowering those around you and making them feel appreciated. That walking alone may sometimes be necessary, but that building a vision that those around you believe in is unparalleled. Life is a teacher. And only through its toughest tests can its curriculum be understood, can its ideas and lessons take shape. What you need exists so long as you open your eyes. And you'll find an inevitable truth. That this universe, it wants you to win. It's holding its hand out, providing you everything you need. Just understand. Understand that the lows prepare you
for the highs. The losses set up the gains. The mistakes build a foundation for the greatest things you will ever do. Life is a teacher. And should you listen, you'll see that it has no bounds, no restrictions, just the next chapter. The same is never extraordinary. It's never remarkable or memorable, will never be talked or written about. So why then is it so frequently sought after? What compels us to wander down this path of familiarity? The same path covered up with the footprints of millions who have already been there before you. Who have done it before, who've been deceived by it before. Following the footsteps of the majority, it guarantees one thing, that you will get what the majority has. You'll get their comfort, their reassurance, their sense of belonging, but that's half the deal. Because the path also comes with unanswered questions. It comes with never knowing what's possible or could have been, or your potential. See, being the same is like ibuprofen. It addresses the symptom, not the root cause. It fulfills an immediate need. But like a dwindling flame, you'll see more and more every day that it's not capable of keeping the room lit. The same means you didn't ask yourself what's right. You asked the world around you. And contrary to what most believe, these answers are not congruent. You can't follow the crowd and follow your heart. You can't be what's popular and be what's true to yourself. You can't be the same and be significant. If you want to achieve, think differently. Stop waiting in lines for things you don't want. They will not bring you fulfillment. They will not lift you up or set you apart or give you meaning. Conformity has a ceiling, and your potential does not. This creates conflict. It breeds missed opportunities and wasted potential. If there is one thing I want you to take away from this, one thing, understand that the size of a crowd is not proportional to the value of the decision it's making. Millions and millions can miss the very opportunity that one person saw. The whole world can turn away from the answer that one person believed in. To mindlessly join the march is to forfeit that opportunity to be that one person. To bring something to the table, to change the world and redraw the lines around humanity that box so many of us in. The temporary comfort of belonging, it's a false god. It brings you nothing but away from where you want to be, from where you can be. The goal is not to be them, it's to be yourself and in turn create a better world for them, for yourself. For your dreams, for what's possible. To get something different, you have to do something differently. Don't conform to what's there, find what's not. Don't listen to what's said, write new words to be spoken. Don't follow yesterday's path, pave a new path for tomorrow. What's standing, it already exists. Your treasure lies in the gaps and blank spaces between them. The things that people walk right spy. That's what you need. That's what the world needs, even if they don't know it. Look, you may not be understood now, but like anything of value, of true meaning, that time will come. Just at a cost the majority is not willing to pay. But if you are, your path will lead you past mediocrity, past conformity, past the average, and towards the best things this world has. You didn't see what is, you saw what could be, and you created it. And there is nothing more powerful than that.